This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, 16. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15, 16. It reads, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. One more time. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, redeemer, we ask now that you speak to us, we your servants, that as you speak, we may hear. Use me as your vessel, God. Thank you for this awesome opportunity. Thank you for those who assembled in this building and those who are online. Have your way, God. Preach, Holy Ghost, preach. Let your will be done. Let us not just be hearers, but doers of your word, that you might get glory. It is in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. When each part is working properly, makes the body grow up so that it builds itself up in love. Our subject today, when the church works together every day. When the church works together every day. Apostle Paul teaches us that we are God's church. Yes, we are God's church. We are his temple. He lives in us. Yeah, God lives in us. And we are one body in Christ. All of us. 1 Corinthians 12:12-14 says, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. Let me do it again. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. We together as one represent Christ. We are the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of the body. He's the head of the church, and we are his body. I know I've repeated that a couple of times because I want us to hear it. We are his church. We represent Christ. Those of us who are saved, who have accepted Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, we represent Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 26-27 says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Individually members of it. Did you get that? Individually members of it. All of us as individuals make up the body of Christ. We need each other in order to be a whole body. Yeah, you're part of the body of Christ. I know some people say, well, no, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a deacon, I'm not a minister, I'm not a this, I'm not a that. You are a member, a part of the body. And we need all the body working together. We together represent Christ. When? Is it just Sunday? No, ma'am, no, sir. Daily, every day, we represent Christ. I need you to repeat after me. Everybody repeat after me. If every church member was just like me, what kind of church would our church be? Somebody didn't say something. Let's say it again. Let's do it again. If every church member was just like me, what kind of church would this church be? Now, if you're sleeping right now, the whole church would be asleep. If your mind is on something else about what's going on at home or whatever else, nobody would literally be in the building. If every church member was just like me, if every church member gave like I gave, would the lights be on right now? And even if we give or gave great amounts, and if we come every Sunday, we still have a long way to go to catch up with the church that Jesus left and intended for us to be. Christ's intention is for us to be a church working together daily, working together every day. Imagine that my physical body represents the spiritual church as the body of Christ. Just imagine my body now is the church, the body of Christ. And imagine that we will all make up this, my spiritual, physical body, all of us make up this body. Got it? On Sunday, this body functions okay. But how is this body functioning on Monday? How's the body functioning on Tuesday? How's the body functioning on Wednesday? How's the body functioning on Thursday? Friday. Friday night. Saturday and Sunday night. Saturday and Saturday night. But when is the body supposed to function? God has called us to do a great work. It says in Ephesians 4:15 again, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Seeing that we truly desire to be the church God has gifted and called us to be, let's look at what happens when the church works together every day. When the church works together every day, first, needs are met every day. Do you know, I don't know if y'all figured it out, but I kind of figured this out. I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but I kind of figured this out. People like to eat every day. Can you just know that? People like to eat every day. Not just on Thanksgiving. Not just on Christmas. People like to, did y'all know that? People like to eat every day. Some people like to eat all day. But people like to eat every day. People like to wash at least once a week or something, you know. Brush the teeth. People like to be loved on a daily basis. Needs are met. And the reason we'll meet needs, I know you say, well, Pastor, I know a lot of people got a lot of needs. It's a needed place we live in. We turn around. There's not enough money for this, not enough money for that. People need a place to stay. People need food to eat. People need clothes. People need a whole bunch of stuff. There's a lot going on. How are we going to address all that? There's so many needs out there. Well, first of all, let me address why you want to meet needs. You want to meet needs because we love God. And if we love God, we can't help but love one another every day. Not just on Sunday. You know, I love it when people come in the building and they put on a whole new kind of thing. You know, through the week they walk like this. When they come to church, I like the way I can remember somebody being downstairs. I was in the office and they were on the phone, they had on speaker, and the person on the phone started cussing. And they said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 you in the church. I got my phone up, we in the church." So I was kind of wondering. So you don't want them cussing because you in the church with the phone. But when you outside the church with the phone, you must be joining them in what they're saying. God wants us to be who he calls us to be consistently, every day. Well, Pastor, what do you mean by we got to love them that way? I'm glad you asked. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Yeah, why do we do this? Because God's love, Christ's love, constrains us to love and to care and to do the work God has called us to do. He calls us to do this. So the reason that we want to care enough to reach out to people on a daily basis, not just on Sunday, but on a daily basis, not just on holidays, but on a daily basis, is because of the love of God that lives within us. The first and greatest commandment said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself." Do you love yourself enough to eat every day? Do you love yourself enough to have a place to stay? Do you love yourself enough to care enough that you'll be around others who care for you? He's telling us to do that with others. Let me go on. Secondly, when the church works together daily, the Lord will add every day. When needs are met, the Lord will add. Yeah. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 through 47 says, "And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." All right, let me kind of break this down. As needs were being met, it was the Lord that added to his church. As the people met the needs of one another, the Lord added those who were being saved. Now, we got to understand that we really do want people to be saved. Let me do it another way. We want our homes to be safe. Yes? We want our businesses to be safe. We want our communities to be safe. We want people not to see us out someplace and decide they want to hit us in the head and take what we got. You don't want identity theft. We want this to be a whole better place to live. We want our communities to be better, our city, our county. We want all to be better. But do you realize what you're saying that is that you want everybody to know Jesus? Because an only way to have a safe community is to have a saved community. Who's God going to use to get folks saved? Now, I'm not talking about finding the biggest Bible you can and telling people they're going to hell if they don't know Jesus. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about meeting needs in such a way that you're reaching out to folk, letting them know how much you love them, how much you care about them, because God loves you and cares about you. So you begin to reach out to other people, and people see your good works. The Word of God says, let your light so shine that others may see your good works and give God glory. So if you're doing these things, meeting needs because God is so loving you and you're loving on others because God loves you, then there's a way that they will be attracted to who you have been attracted to. Amen. That's what he calls it. That's why we ask all these organizations and agencies to come in the First African. And since all of y'all didn't come out on Thursday night, I'm going to have to do this every Sunday. Because I need us to get it. I need us to get it. And listen, you're going to thank me in eternity. You might not thank me now. You're going to say, oh, Sunday, I'm going to go somewhere with somebody really preaching. I want to hear some really preaching on Sunday. Now you're going to thank me when you get to eternity. Let me tell you why. Because the work that you do once you're saved will determine the rewards you'll get in eternity forever. So you might say, well, I don't really want to do no work. If you don't really want to do no work, you really ain't saved. I just want to throw that out there because what's worse than being in heaven with no rewards is to be in hell with all your rewards. So I'm trying to help us to understand how God places in our hearts and our minds to do good works. We are his, Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works. We can't help but do the work God wants us to do. We just need an avenue in which to do it. That's why we're calling on all these agencies to come to us and we begin to work through them on a daily basis. The doors of this church, we're not asking you to come in this building every day and do work, but we're asking you to unite with some of these agencies to do the work as a part of the body of Christ. Let me clarify that. Because we ask for you to do 7 hours of working for the Lord. You know, we're talking about seeking God through worship, shaping lives through teaching and serving the world through mission and evangelism. We're seeking God through worship, and we know that we take 2 hours of worship, an hour and a half here, and then at least a half an hour on every day that we do the morning prayer at 6:33. That's 2 hours. Then we do 3 hours of shaping lives through teaching. That's Sunday school, that's noon Bible study on Thursday, and that's FAB Live on Thursday night. And then we serve the world through mission and evangelism, 2 hours doing that. All right, so the mission event. And how we ask you to do this, when we say 2 hours, we're not talking about 2 hours of you just serving and doing what God wants you to do, and you got 7 hours the whole week that you're going to do what God wants you to do, and the other 100 and whatever hours you do what you want to do. That ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about doing it with other disciples and other members of First African Baptist Church or other Christians as we're working together. That's why we're talking about when you're serving the world, you're literally doing it with other members of First African Baptist Church. When we're going to the Frank Callum Boys Club, you're not going by yourself. Our ministries are deciding which agencies they're going to partner with for whatever amount of time and begin to do the work with them. If there's a ministry that decides they want to go to the West, to the Frank Callum Boys Club for their telethon, and you want to volunteer for a couple of hours of making sure that as people are calling in, you've been trained on how to answer the phone and all those sort of things, that's part of you doing it with other members of First African Baptist Church. It is my prayer that you don't just spend 7 hours with the Lord all week long. It's my prayer that you're not being a Christian just 7 hours out of a week. It's my prayer that you don't just do those 7 hours and think you can live for the devil all the rest of the week. No. We're talking about literally what we're doing together as the members of First African Baptist Church and disciples of Christ. I'm trying to make us clear on that, what those 2 hours are. So we begin to serve with each other on that. It says that When needs are met, notice, when needs are met, the Lord will add. Yes. And the first century church, day by day, they attended the temple together, the breaking of bread in their homes. They received the food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor. You have favor with all the people because you want to meet people's needs. Yeah, you got favor with folk when you're a part of meeting the needs. And we can meet the needs through all of these various organizations that we've already been partnering with and who actually committed and came to be with us on Thursday. Let me go through who came here on Thursday because you may not know that. We had the front porch here who deal with young people, youth, who particularly may have gotten in trouble or could have gotten in trouble, but instead of going to juvenile detention center or instead of police get them, they literally have a place to go to where they can get whatever help they may need in order to do the work, in order to be able to be successful, to stay in school and all of that. I remember as a police chaplain, I'll never forget this, years ago, as a police chaplain, I went down to the precinct and a young man was sitting there. He must have been probably seventh grade or so. And he was sitting in the police precinct. And I'm like, what? Why is he here? I said, well, Pastor, he was at the school. The school kicked him out. The school didn't want him. All right? So we called the parents. The parents didn't want him. I said, what? And he's sitting at the police station. And gets the police saying, he ain't done nothing, so we don't want him. How you think the kid feel when school don't want you, parents don't want you, and even the police don't want you? You can't get no lower than that. And I'm saying front porch has been designed so those who fall into that kind of crack would have a place to go and have counselors and they need folk reading for them and all of that. Each one of these organizations, each one of these auxiliaries and agencies need people to help them to minister to the community. That's what they're doing. Most of them are doing their best to alleviate need. You have Safe Shelter. We had them here talking to us about how they're dealing with those with domestic violence. We have Old Savannah Mission present to deal with those who are experiencing homelessness. We have the West Broad Street YMCA who say they need folk to come in and read and to help with things to do with West Broad Street YMCA. We had the Savannah Homeless Authority talking about how they can reach out and help those who are experiencing homelessness also and what we could do to help them. We had Greenbrier Children's Center that's talking about helping these families and those who've been orphaned and how we could help those who are out. We also had the American Red Cross here with us. We got Frank Callum Boys Club. You're going to hear from Habitat for Humanity. I'm just saying there's a lot of, and listen, those are just the ones that confirm. Those are just the ones that came. But we know that God has a great work for us to do and we could do it on a daily basis. Why do we need to do this, all right? When, because of love, we meet needs on a daily basis, the Lord will add to his church. People are attracted by the love of Christ, not the condemnation of saints. Let me say it again. People are attracted by the love of Christ and not the condemnation of saints. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Lord will add daily when we are daily doing the work of meeting needs on a daily basis. How do we do this? We team up with others who do this on a daily basis. What do? They meet needs. You heard me go through a litany of organizations. Well, how are they meeting needs? What kind of needs are they meeting? Notice what it said in Matthew 25:34. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed. I know I'm repeating myself. I know I've said this 100 times. Here come 101. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the earth. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous answered him saying, Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you drink? Or when do we see you a stranger and welcome you? Or naked and clothe you? Or when do we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them saying, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me. Wow. Lastly, when the church works daily, when the church works together daily, thirdly, God's will is done. When God's will is done, everything is all right. When God's will is done, everything is all right. When God's will is done, nothing else matters. You will have everything you need. You will have the very desires of your heart. When you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. Let me put it another way. When you want what God wants, you will get what you want. Just trust God. Love God with everything you have and do what God wants done every day, and you will be victorious. Romans 8:28 says, and we know for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. Let me say it again. And we know that for those who love God, and the way you love God is to show your love for others. For those who love God, all things work together for good. No matter what happens, it's working out for your good. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. You can't even imagine what God has for you if you allow God to see His love in your life and you express it through loving others. The Word of God says nobody has imagined what God got for you. When you do God's will, you will create the best future for you, your family, and everyone else, because it's God's will that none should perish. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but He's patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. We got one song we sing at home going, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Do you know that's God's will? That everybody in this building, everybody listening right now, that everybody will forever be with Him? You've never been invited to go to hell. Somebody might have told you to go there, but you've never been invited to go to hell. Never. You've never been invited. The invitation from God is always, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. His invitation is always to come and receive peace. Come and receive joy. So if you end up in heaven, you crash in the party because you weren't supposed to be there. Understand how much God loves us. Understand how much God has done what He can do. God has done His part. He has done His part that we can have life everlasting. He's done His part. He's just waiting on us to do our part. But what has He done, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. He sent His Son through 42 generations who came to this earth and went about doing good. Out of all the good He did, folk talked about Him and ridiculed Him, called Him everything but a child of God. This is the gospel message that you can tell somebody who does not know God. You can tell them about how much God loved them. You can tell them that He loved them so much that Jesus came. He let them talk about Him. He let them ridicule Him. Can you tell them how Jesus even allowed them to arrest Him and took Him from judgment hall to judgment hall? You could tell them that how He went from judgment hall to judgment hall, but He never said a word to keep Him out of the judgment that they were pronouncing on Him. Why did He do that? Because He loves you. Because He loves me. He allowed them to put a crown of thorns on His head and to mock Him and to march Him up to Golgotha's hill. He allowed them to put nails in His hands, nails in His feet. He allowed them to lift Him up from the earth. And He said, and I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He was lifted up and He's hanging on the cross for all of your sins. He's hanging on the cross for all of my sins. The Bible says, and while we were yet sinners, He died. He died on the cross because we messed up. He died on the cross because I haven't done everything right. He died on the cross because you haven't done everything right. He died on the cross because we needed salvation. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He died. He died. But the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday. He stayed there all day Saturday. He stayed there all night Saturday night. But early, I said early on that Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with power. Power over the grave. Victory over death. Can you see our victorious Lord and Savior? The Bible says he ascended into heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit who lives in us, who guides us, who helps us to be everything he wants us to be. We're not loving on our own. We're loving by the Holy Spirit. We're not loving in our own power, but we're loving in the power of God that worketh in us. All God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it's according to the power that works in us. Somebody say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for your love and your grace. I thank you for your mercy. You're God all by yourself. I just gotta take time to say, thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, we thank God today. God has done what he can do. Now, what should we do? Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. Rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped when each part is working. When each part is working. When each part is working properly, makes the body grow up so that it bears itself up. It builds itself up. Yeah, kingdom building. It builds itself up in love. We got to love. We have to love. God called us to love. And if we love like the Lord said love, everything will be all right. All this trouble will be all right. I just got to tell the Lord, thank you. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, my brothers. Oh, my sisters. Are we willing to be the church working together every day so God can get glory? God has placed us strategically so this whole world can see him. We're living in the last days. If you don't believe it, you can turn on the news. We're living in the last days. But God wants us to reach out and save those who desire. Everybody wants to be saved. Y'all need to know that. Everybody. I don't care how they talk to you, how you might think they don't want Jesus, but everybody wants Jesus. I got to let you know that. But let me tell you how I know that. Where does everybody want to go when they die? How you going to get there? You got to know Jesus. There may be those who listen right now, those who are online, those in the building, and you say, today I want a relationship with Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I couldn't die for my own sins. I believe Jesus died for my sins, rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust him all the days of my life. I need the Holy Spirit to come and live in me and help me to be what God wants me to be. We're going to pray a prayer. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, you can repeat this prayer after me. I can't pray it for you. It's a prayer you have to believe and pray for yourself. If you want to accept Christ here or online, please pray this prayer. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been what I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you're here on today and you want to accept Christ, you've done that already. But if you're here today and want to also be a member of First African Baptist Church, we invite you to come. You can walk down the aisle, give us your hand, as you've already given God your heart. Those of you online, please go ahead and type the word saved. If you would like to accept Christ and have a desire to be baptized, let us know. Just go ahead and type the word saved. We'll work with you as well. Won't you come today? We also want to remind us our FAB Church Federal Credit Union. If any of our members have not joined FAB Church Federal Credit Union, please join. If you haven't given any money toward your account, go ahead and do that. Please do FAB Church Federal Credit Union. Let us pray. God, we love you, we adore you, we magnify your name. Bless us now that we can be a blessing to others as we leave this place, but never your presence. Thank you, God, that we can be the church working together daily that you might get all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Now we ask that the love of Christ, we ask that the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. That the people of God say amen and praise God. Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GiveLify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.